Gentlemen, gentlemen, let's get down to business.
Can you dig it?
You dig it?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Yeah, I can dig it, yeah.
Can you dig it?
Shining.
What's up?
Solutions left, but it's on fire. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try. Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink ain't hit up after hit. This chemistry is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dicks. Type styling only suckers out here trying to buy they bitch. Now they rich. Try convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. She giving away them draws. Word to the Brown James. He's some chicken towel, man. Really, man. You done say the silly things. And the Bella Dana Dane. Why you cuffed and claim the name? Hey, my main thing. Got my last name. Yada da man.
Oh, my crush, y'all. Don't blow my shirt, y'all. And hold up, guess who the show up, hold up.
We're recording.
We're recording on that shit. Yo, yo.
Hello.
What's going on? We're back on audio this week.
Yes. Stuck in the middle of somewhere.
Stuck in the middle of somewhere.
Joel Gardner and Derek Sweet.
There you go. By the way, that was a new mashup that I found the other day on pigeonsplanes.com. by this dude called Wicket, the Instigator.
That's cool. And you were just telling me it's two entire albums.
Yeah, two entire albums. It's the Black Keys Brothers album, which just came out, and Big Boy's Sir Lucius Left Foot, the son of Chico Dusty. And so it's those two entire albums.
Oh, no.
Mashed together.
I think I turned my mic off for a good portion of that. We only got your half.
Oh, wow, really?
All right, no, actually, I think it was recording.
Yeah, so this album's called The Brothers of Chico Dusty.
That's cool.
Which is obviously the two mixed together, mashed together. Yeah, nice. I dig it. I'm really digging a lot of these mashups.
Yeah, my girlfriend's been watching a lot of Glee. They do mashups on that a lot too. That's my mashup, because I'm
Glee. Don't even talk to me seriously about Glee, dude.
Can't believe I brought it up.
When they have, like, when they're breaking records and beating out Beatles for, I don't know necessarily album sales, but song sales and number one songs and shit like that.
Yeah.
It just really makes me sad.
Yeah, I can't believe that was international news. Like, oh, like Glee is, you mean?
Yeah,
Glee is. I thought you meant the Brothers of Chico Dusty was.
No. I'm talking about Glee on. No, I've moved on, Derek. We're on to something else.
I think we've all bought the Beatles enough. I think that it, don't.
No, but what I'm saying is that you know, the Glee kids, yeah, or I don't know who's exactly getting the money for this. Like, who, yeah, sees the money or the proceeds coming from
whatever
selling a Glee song. But anyway, they like a month ago broke the record in terms of number one songs.
Really? Well, when you're putting out four songs,
you're putting
a week
out every episode. Yeah, every episode. There's how many songs in each episode, and they release those on iTunes every week.
And the songs were already hits.
And
that's
already
why they're
hits
in,
yeah,
this,
exactly,
show. It's kind of unfair, yeah, to put them in the same category as an artist producing original music.
Yeah, how is that? I don't understand.
Yeah, who cares?
Honest.
Who cares about that record?
Yeah. I don't.
Anyways,
let's move on. So we did our video episode last week.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, you were there, weren't you?
I was there, I think, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I still haven't watched the final product. I've skipped through it, and I'm really impressed with the editing you did. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass rendering it, but
yeah,
whatever. We got it done, and people seem to be liking it, which I guess we're going to have to do some more of that.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. We'll pick another system every time, or just do a video podcast of any kind, really. Maybe a bunch of sketches.
Could do that.
That would be fun.
Never know. So, what'd you get for Christmas, Derek?
I got a lot of stuff. I got a creme brulee kit.
Creme brulee.
So I get to make, I have like a torch now to torch the top of creme brulee.
Have you ever made creme brulee?
No, but it came with a recipe book.
Nice.
And I got Gran Turismo 5, and I got some awesome surround sound headphones. What did you get?
GT5 as well, man.
Nice.
And I got a pair of socks that are guaranteed for life.
Yeah, are those them?
No, these aren't them.
It's got a big hole in it.
It's got a big hole in it, man. No, yeah. Anytime these socks get a hole in it, 70 years from now, a thread's loose, send them back, they send you a free pair.
Really?
If they're still in business 70 years from now, I guess.
Yeah, it's like they do that.
How can you not be in... Well, I guess...
Well, it must be such a... It's a pain in the ass to send one pair of socks in the mail.
That's what they're counting on.
Exactly. It's a total marketing
scheme. Whole hassle.
Are they like... Are they good socks?
They're damn good socks, man. Nice, nice. They fit awesome. That's cool. And they're super warm, so...
Wicked.
What else can you ask for in midwinter?
Yeah.
Shit. So you want to talk about GT 5?
Yeah, I've been enjoying it single player.
Love the single player so far, but I've been in kind of this drought of a racer for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I hear, we should have been playing Forza 3 and games like that.
Yeah, Forza 3 on a much higher meta score, that's for sure. Like in 95 compared to Gran Turismo 5's 84 or whatever, right? And
yeah.
Gran Turismo 5 had a lot of money behind it as well as a lot of fan loyalty. So I'm surprised to see that it only got an 84 and that a lot of these reviews are giving it 60s and 70s and stuff, saying, you know, the simulation is great, but the game behind it isn't fantastic.
I don't know, man. Let's break it down. Like, I love everything about the single player.
Yeah, me too.
So far. I'm not too far into it, but there's just so many the different, like the NASCAR, the go-karts.
Yeah, dirt, snow.
Dirt, snow. It's awesome, man. I love everything about it. Just collecting those cars again just brings me back.
Museum cards?
Yeah.
You get little museum training cards?
Oh, yeah.
You probably haven't even seen how you can send your friends cards and send them cars. Yeah, I can send you a car. You've seen all that? Yeah.
I've seen all that, yeah.
Nice.
But... last night, I had a huge scare, which brought memories back to GT1.
Oh, yeah. You're
right. When
was it just a scare or did something happen?
Well, so far, I haven't been back. I haven't had time to go back to see if it's still in this dire state. But went into my garage, and all my cars are gone. I had three cars that I had purchased, and then all the ones that I've been awarded from finishing races and finishing tracks. And they're all gone. Wow. I just have my original two, the go-kart. I just have my go-kart and the Civic that I originally bought.
Are you sure you're
and
not...
And that happened to me three times when I played the original GT, where I was so far into the game and then I just lost my entire library of cars and was devastated.
You're sure that you weren't just looking at your premium tab and you didn't need to switch to your standard tab, right?
I'm positive, dude.
Okay. I'm talking about
everything. Yeah. No,
I'm just looking now. Yeah. Cars, license gone. I'm just trying to look good.
Everything else
right
was
now.
Still there. Everything else was cool, but my cars are gone.
Wow.
I haven't logged in today to see what the status is. But anyway, that. Having said that,
is there any reason to think that they're just going to come back? What? What happened? We were playing online and we stopped. And did you reboot or was it just as soon as we stopped
playing?
No, I
didn't reboot. As soon as we stopped playing, I went to my garage and there was nothing in my garage besides those two cars.
That's really bad.
So let's get to our experience last night.
Yeah,
just the online play.
As Xbox 360 users that rarely play PlayStation 3 online,
it was the most horrific experience I've had in a long time. Yeah.
Anytime that you go to pick up a phone and call somebody that is also online, you have a serious problem.
Serious, serious fucking problem, man.
And I couldn't even get a voice chat going with you. I tried to do a voice chat and it said, can't do it because you don't have a camera that's compatible with the system.
That was within the game? That was within
GT? No, that was from the PlayStation
menu. Wow.
I couldn't even initiate a voice chat. There was text chat, and then it said voice/video chat. And voice/video chat's grayed out. I select voice/video chat. And it says, you don't have a compatible camera. And I'm like, yeah, I just want to talk to this person online. Because I thought we could at least get a chat going online without being in a game.
So first of all, we sat there for about 5 minutes, at least I did, looking at my screen just to figure out how to get into like a multiplayer and playing with your friends.
Yeah.
And getting to that point. And then I finally, you know, figured out, okay, well, there's a lounge, but I have a lounge. You know, so do I go into my lounge and just wait for Derek, or should I go into his and hope he's there? Because you have to join your lounge as well.
Yeah.
You're not just automatically in your lounge.
Right.
So
there's a bunch of lounges.
So we just kind of sat there for a while till finally you called me. And it's like, yeah, of course. Like, we have to call each other to figure out what we're doing. Because I'm not going to sit there and message you on typing.
We do need to clarify. We do need to clarify, though, that we are not paying for our PlayStation service like we are paying for our Xbox.
Yeah, fair enough. But do I want to pay for a service where this is what I'm getting demoed, pretty much?
Yeah.
You know, Xbox Live, you can do it for, you can chat with your buddies, form parties, no problem, chat for free, and
you can
it's
do all
perfect,
that.
Man.
You can do
but
all that.
You just
that
can't
even
play online.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where it's such a better system. It's like, okay, if you want to start playing online, hey, pay up, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas this, it totally gimps you and gives you no reason to want to give them money now to pay for a service. You have no idea how it's going to be.
And you brought
I have
up,
no idea how the party system works or anything like that.
There is no, yeah, exactly. You're right. And also, you brought up the point, how many free two-day Xbox Live trials have we gotten in our games?
Like, I've got a...
Why did GT5 not come with a here's a 5-day PlayStation Plus trial?
Trial, yeah.
You know, why why do the games not have trials?
Yeah.
In PlayStation 3.
There's
you
no
get
trials
so
in
rare
PlayStation
to get
3 either.
Every single downloadable game
rare
for
demos
Xbox,
that come out.
You can get a trial before. Any XBLA game you want to play, you get a trial before, but PlayStation 3
a lot of new games that come out, you get a demo. They come out with demos,
right,
man.
PS3 gets the demos too, and they also get
not
demos.
All the time.
They get almost the same amount. Not as many as Xbox, but they get them for the huge titles. Like anytime you see a big title on Xbox, it's probably on PlayStation 2, 3 as well. But the PlayStation downloadable titles rarely have demos.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep wanting to tell them some of those games look really cool. But I'm not paying $6 to
just
see
to
what
find
it's
out.
Like. Yeah.
you know,
it's weird. Give me a
and
trial.
And you can't trust reviews and shit like that. You can't trust other people's opinions all the time. Everyone likes something different.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you want a trial for sure.
Yeah.
For those, especially for some dinky little game by some small developer that hasn't proven themselves yet. If it's a Ghost Recon, okay, I'm going to buy Ghost Recon.
Dude, would you buy Limbo? Would you have bought Limbo had you not tried it before? Just going on like anybody's word saying, oh, this game's really cool.
Somebody I know did buy Limbo without trying it. They just bought it.
Really?
Yeah. But no, yeah. Of course, I try a trial. Even if it's a game I'm positive I'm going to get, like Limbo, which I read stuff about in advance, I still tried the trial.
Yeah. I just think there'd be a lot of good games that we're probably missing out on. Dead Nation, is it called?
Dead Nation. There was something like Eat This. There's one. There's this big robot destroy city rampage type game. I'm like, that looks kind of cool. I want to check that out.
Yeah.
There's another one. Last One Out Alive or something. I can't remember what it was called. It was something about Last Man. That's what it was. And it was like real pictures of Tokyo, and you had to navigate the get away from the zombies. It was anyways.
So another issue going back to PlayStation Plus or whatever. If your friends don't have it, I know for guys like us who really only talk to our friends, I rarely, it's like 0.1% of the time do I ever really talk to strangers on my Xbox.
Yeah.
You know, unless I'm playing like a 1v1 game against a stranger. But if your friends don't have PlayStation Plus, what's the point of getting it?
Right. No, you're right. There is no point unless your friends
like
are going
to
get
it. Like you said, you're going to go get PlayStation Plus. It's like, well, great. You're still not going to be able to talk with me.
Yeah, you're right. I won't be able to do anything. I wonder if I'd be able to. You're probably right. Probably can't.
It gives you deals on games, I've noticed.
That's true, right? That's why I thought of getting it, because I was like, some of these games you can get like $3 off, and then you do buy enough of those games and add-ons and stuff. But I barely play any PlayStation, so...
Well, getting to the actual multiplayer, though, of GTA 5, when we did get a game going, GTA 5 is only fun once you get your huge library of cars. like last night, you totally destroyed me, and I didn't have a car that could even come close to beating you.
Yeah, Michael, that car was
so it's just pointless playing online at this point.
Yeah, it's true. And also, what was with like the 45-second wait time?
45.
To start a
you're
match?
Going around the you're going around the track already, yeah. Demoing, and it's like, okay, countdown 35 seconds. Well, what are we waiting for? And another fact was that. The first game that we started, you started playing, and you're like, well, where are you? And I'm like, well, I'm right here still just looking at the title screen or the preview screen. And,
yeah.
And it's like, well, don't you have a drive option? No, I only have a watch now. Watch the race. Because for some reason, I missed my opportunity to get into the race. So the next match, I had to spam go to race,
yeah.
And I just continually spammed it till I finally got in. Yeah. There's no indication of when you're actually supposed to join the race. And then once we got in, it was 35 seconds of loading. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
It wasn't 35 seconds of loading. It was 35 seconds of waiting.
Yeah. It wasn't loading. Yeah, it wasn't loading because we were already going around the track.
Yeah, it's just wait 35 seconds for the track to start. And that is specifically, we were both very excited about Skate 2. And we stopped playing Skate 2 because of a 35-second wait time between matches.
Yeah.
That is enough. That tiny of a thing is enough to make people stop playing your game. And I don't know how many people realize that. Because we stopped playing single player after that. Because once the co-op multiplayer was ruined, we were like, well, who cares now?
I was done with that game.
Because we were so excited about it. Because it was like, yes, we get to play awesome Skate 2 together.
And it ruined the whole franchise for me. Because you wanted to get to Skate 3. And you wanted me to get Skate 3, I mean. And there was no way. It was
and
like,
it's
no,
good.
No, I don't have no desire to
Isn't
play.
Isn't that funny? It's like, it's good. It looks like the online is better. It looks like Skate 3 is Skate 2 with all of the online stuff fixed and improved. So it's like, it's just really funny. So it is that small of a thing that can ruin a game, like waiting 35 seconds.
Well, what did we do? As soon as we were done that first match, it was like, okay, let's go play COD.
COD, Black Ops
went,
time.
Went on the Black Ops, and which is funny because I want to talk about Black Ops a bit.
Yeah.
Which
I have one more thing to say about GT5 first, though.
All right, yeah, for sure.
Which is that our experience with the multiplayer and everything, I am going to defend it. And I'm going to defend people that say that I'm going to defend GT5 against the people that say the game is not enough of a game. It says clearly on the cover of the box,
simulator.
The real driving simulator. They are trying to make a driving simulator. So this is kind of, to complain that there isn't enough of a game behind Gran Turismo is a little bit like saying that there's not enough explosions in SimCity.
I don't understand that argument at all, even. It's a game. Every aspect about it is really a game.
I know they put game elements in it, but I think their primary focus was, I want to make the best driving simulator I can make by having the most car models, the most authentic driving controls, and the most perfect simulator. And
but right now, the majority of my time is spent racing.
Yeah.
Because my only object right now is to build my library of cars. I'm not going to go in and mod any of my cars right now because there's no point because I continually get a new one.
Right, so part of what I think they define as the driving experience is competing in races, getting money, and building your library of cars. That's what they think is part of the core racing lifestyle. If you're actually one of these racing guys that owns all these cars, you're going to be buying and selling these cars, modding them, and racing them. And that was their primary focus, I think, in GT5. They're like, we are going to make a simulator, and we're going to say it right on the cover of the box. We are not trying to make you a great game. We are trying to make you the best driving experience simulator that we can produce. And that involves all of the stuff that goes along with being a driver in terms of buying and managing cars, modding them.
Which I'm telling you, man, if you saw this rig I was checking out on Uncrate.com the other day, it was that one of like a driving simulator rig and $1,300 and your LCD TV or whatever's right in front of you and you have the chair that moves, and does everything. And,
well, Jared's saying he's going to set up 3 TVs, 3 PlayStations, because Gran Turismo 5 supports it, and he's going to have the wheel and the chair and everything. He says he's going to do it.
3D? I wonder if it...
No, not 3D. 3 TVs. He's going to have 1 TV for the front view.
Yeah, no, but
another
I'm just
TV.
Saying, like, would 3D work on, like, the 3 TVs as well? Like,
I don't see why not. I don't know.
Could you imagine how crazy that would be?
Exactly, right? Like, I think the idea of taking a simulator approach to it is very cool. And I think getting the quality of simulator we're getting in our living rooms is very cool. But If Forza 3's simulator components are just as good, but they have a better game to go along with it.
Then, and it's on Xbox.
And it's on Xbox with awesome party systems.
What makes it so much better right there?
Which, by the way, Forza 3 is $20 on FutureShop.ca.
People always ask me why I'm a PlayStation hater. I'm not necessarily a hater. There's a lot of great games that come out for PlayStation.
Yeah.
But if any game comes out for PS3 that comes out for Xbox, I will always, 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 always get it for Xbox.
Well,
just for the simple fact that their whole interface and chat system and everything is so superior.
Especially if it's multiplayer.
Yeah, especially. Like, I mean, if it's single player.
And let's also throw in how many PlayStation games only go to 720p for some weird reason.
Why is that?
And every Xbox game's 1080p. And I've gotten into arguments with people about this where they're like, oh, you're wrong. I'm saying no. Pick up the back of a fucking box and look. Says it right on the back of the box, 720p. It says the maximum
resolution.
Your
TV changes settings when you put
it
in the game.
It says it right. If you know anything about the resolution of televisions and video games, you know that it's saying 1080p. But then I've had some people tell me that, oh, well, the Xbox is outputting it at 1080p, but it's just 720p upscaled to 1080p. And I'm like, what does that even mean? I understand the textures are the same resolution. I understand that. But the system is still pushing out the higher resolution, which shows that it has more power. And people try and argue and say the PS3 is a more powerful system. I'm like, I don't know, because why are all the games in a lower resolution then? And some of them are in 1080p. That's the thing
And here's another point. I mean, right now, an Xbox is cheaper than a Nintendo DS.
Where? Best Buy or something?
I think it was Best Buy. Yeah. Something like that. They're like Boxing Week sale. I picked it up. It was like $140 or something like that for an Xbox.
Yeah, that's amazing.
One of the new ones, wireless. I want to get one just for the wireless internet.
I didn't know that they were wireless, the new ones.
Yeah.
I wonder if mine's wireless. I've exchanged so many. I'm on like my eighth one. I might have a wireless one.
No, I don't. Yours definitely isn't. I've seen yours.
That's
yours
so funny.
Isn't.
In one breath, I'm like, Xbox is superior. So I'm on my eighth one.
My eighth fucking piece of shit Xbox now.
And everything's got its advantages.
PS3's you're one of those guys that leaves your Xbox on all the time.
That's
and
true.
Never installed his games before.
Never installs my games. Left them on all the time. It's true. I don't. Yeah, like
definitely don't take care of
it. But I'm pretty sure you can leave a PlayStation 3 on all the time and it doesn't experience the same problems.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't leave either one of them on.
No.
But so COD, and I had this Prestige the other day, which I had.
Yeah, I noticed that 13 already.
Yeah, well, I had a kind of a debate. I was talking with a buddy the other day, and we were talking about Prestige and how there's no point to it. Why do you want a Prestige? The whole point was to get to this point in time when you have all the guns and you have all the perks that you want.
You lose all that when you go to Prestige?
You lose everything. You lose the money you have. If you have $40,000 built up, you lose that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You lose everything except for your player emblem. It's the only thing that stays the same. And I was like, what? The only reason to do that is for bragging rights. There's no other point of doing that.
For achievement.
I don't even know if it
was
for sure
some achievement. Did you get an achievement for going to Prestige?
I didn't get an achievement for Prestiging, though. So I don't think there's very many achievements for multiplayer. But anyway, the reason I actually made the choice to do it was because over the Christmas period, there were so many new players. It was ridiculous. There was rarely ever would you get on a server before where there was any guy below 40. You know, it was really rare. Now there's nothing but guys between 4 and 21.
So you were noob hunting. That's why.
So
you
I was
did
noob
it.
Hunting, and it was I was getting ridiculous. Like I was going rounds where I was like 21-1, 22-0, and I was like, well, this was fun at first, but. You know,
I was wondering why I got like 24-3 in our game last night. I was like, man, I was doing really good last night. I'm awesome.
Well, it's like you go back and look at the video. It's because, they were all like level 7 and 6. And so that's why I chose the Prestige, because then I'm pretty much at their same level. I don't have any better guns than they do. You know, all my kill streaks are the same. I'm just as gimped as they are in terms of my weaponry.
You're so good to the noobs.
It had nothing to do with them, you know. Like it was just I didn't feel necessarily bad for them. I was just getting bored, man. It gets kind of boring.
Owning
so much all the time.
It's so much like Jeremy there. gets kind of like boring, you know, like owning all the time.
Is that your Jeremy impression?
That's my shitty. I can't do impressions of anything. Not British. Can't do like an Australian. Definitely can't do Jeremy.
Yeah, so that's why I made the choice to actually do it. And it had nothing to do with bragging rights.
That's good.
Feeling sorry for noobs.
I'm still only 32, so I got a ways to go before I get to prestige. So there's got to be something you get.
That's pretty good for you, man, because shit.
I know. I usually stop around 25.
Well, the something you get is extra emblems and stuff like that for your player card. Well, this, when you prestige.
This is what I've noticed about games like Gran Turismo, Black Ops, NHL 11 and all that. You play any one of them too much, like I did before, you get tired of them and you stop playing them. The best thing to do with Black Ops is have another game that you're playing and then throw in some Black Ops for an hour and then go back to the other game, throw in some Black Ops for an hour or two, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's a perfect game for that.
You never get tired of it if you do that. It's always a little bit fresh and exciting, and it makes your other game better as well.
Yeah, yeah.
This has been Gaming Tips with Derek.
Remember to switch it up, kids. Switch it up.
Yeah. If you're going to play games for 5 to 6 hours a night, don't play one game for that whole 5 to 6 hours.
So our buddy Jay was telling us about a cool site that he wanted me to check out the other day. It was called Mooch.com.
Mooch?
Yeah, have you ever seen it?
Reminds me of Scooch from Pain. Scooch, remember Scooching?
Scooch from Pain?
Remember Pain, the PlayStation 3
game?
Oh, yeah,
Scooch.
Scooch.
Scooch. Scooch.
Scooch. Okay, Scooch. Anyways, what are you saying? What was it about this website?
Mooch.com. And it's kind of like a online trading system.
Okay.
For video games. And you go on there and you show what games you have, and they're awarded certain points, and then you can trade other people for their games.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works.
The video game trading site built by gamers for gamers. Sounds cool. I like that.
Yeah, because I'm always looking for, you know, I was always defending the whole used game market. And this is like one step up. This is like no money needed at all.
Well, yeah, it's circumventing. Yes, this is excellent. I'm definitely going to participate in this. Definitely.
It's really cool, eh?
Because, yeah, this lets you get around GameStop, which literally rapes you. Like,
yeah.
They'll literally say, here's $15 for your game, and then turn around and sell it for $45. And it's like, really? You can't cut the consumer a little bit of a better deal. I understand you got to make a profit, but the reason why GameStop and EB, they push the used games right now, and why places like Penny Arcade and video game publishers are so against them doing it,
is making a shitload of money.
Because they put such a markup on them. That's amazing. Well, because none of the publishers, because they don't see anything. The publishers lose a customer and see absolutely nothing. We've talked about this on the podcast before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they hate it, but if I wouldn't have a problem with used games if we weren't being raped so bad. Like, I can't believe how they'll be like $2 for this game. $2, really? Like, you just don't want me to trade it. That's why you're giving me $2.
They claim it costs more to stock it.
It's true. There's an argument for that. I'm not trying to say that they are dealing in millions of games, you know, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, I like this. I'm definitely going to participate in Mooch.
Yeah, the only problem with it now is I don't have many games I want to get rid of.
I always have stuff like Enslaved. I'm really on the line with. I love it, but I'm done. I'm never going to play it again. I just finished the downloadable content. Can't possibly imagine.
You lent it to me, and
It's just not exceptional.
I didn't get into it. Yeah, it's just not good enough. You know, it's on that line where it's meh, but it's like, do I really want to spend time playing meh?
Well, the story's fantastic, and that's the reason to play it. It's like watching a good movie for 10 hours, basically. If you like playing and it's got good action, it's fun, a little repetitive. The downloadable content was all totally new powers, abilities, ways of moving around. So it was like playing a brand new game with the same graphics engine, which is pretty cool.
Dude, so after this whole year, whoa, where am I getting some weird feedback or something? That's just in my head.
Do you hear those cats meowing? I hear cats.
What do you think about after this whole year, movies is done, and looking back and see what the big, like, huge hits were at the box office and shit like that? How do you feel about a lot of these so-called geek movies or like gamer culture movies aimed towards that market? Movies like Scott Pilgrim,
still haven't seen,
and Kick-Ass, and even Tron.
Mm-hmm.
Completely failing at the box office. but being really good movies. Scott Pilgrim was awesome. Kick-Ass was one of my favorite movies
really?
Of the year.
Really? I still haven't seen that either.
I loved it. Well, I won't say anything if you haven't seen
it. I really wanted to see it, but no one would go see it with me. They're like, really? You want to? I'm like, yeah, the
download trailer's... Download it and watch it with your girlfriend, man.
I don't steal movies. How dare you
go
suggest.
Rent it and,
I will go rent it at Blockbuster or purchase it at Best Buy, thank you very much.
I've actually got it on my purchasing list, so cool. You might want to just wait till I get it.
All right, nice.
Do you think there's a reason for that? Do you think it's for exactly what I just said?
What?
In terms of stealing the movie. Do you think that the audience that is aimed towards is more susceptible to stealing and BitTorrents and all that than, say, an audience like, fuck, what was
that Tom Cruise Cameron Diaz one that I watched? That was terrible.
Night and Day.
Horrible movie.
You know,
I watched
why is that making more money than a Scott Pilgrim or a Kick-Ass?
I hadn't given your theory much credence until now, but I think you might be right. It could be because the people watching those movies are stealing them, and that's not translating to success. Let's see how the Blu-ray sales do compared to other movies, because people should go and buy the movie on disc just as much as other people would go buy it on. No, I guess because they're stealing it.
Yeah, I mean, well, I do, you know, like I definitely.
Yeah, so do I. Absolutely.
I'm not going to sit and pretend I don't download movies. I'm not going to just go out and buy a movie if I'm not sure about it. It's exactly what we were saying about PlayStation. Mm-hmm. You know,
I've been ripped off too many times. I've
been ripped off way too many times and spent money on way too much crap and stuff that was just shit in the end. How many albums did I buy where only one or two songs were good on the album? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's true. And I've actually, it's rare, but I've actually gone and bought a movie ticket and thrown it in the garbage before because I watched a movie that I downloaded and liked it so much. I won't say which one.
Really?
I'm always embarrassed to admit that I like the movie so much, so I won't tell
you. Oh, come on, man.
Matrix 3. I thought it was fucking great, and everybody hates
Matrix
it.
Matrix 3?
Yeah, like everybody.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's
see?
A bad one.
I know. I can't believe you made me say that. But I liked it enough that I was like, I shouldn't have stolen that. And I went and paid for it and threw out the ticket. Fuck you. I can't believe you made me say that on the podcast.
Oh, Matrix 3.
Oh. Anyways.
Anyway, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just think it's kind of... Dude, we have to start looking at different ways of looking at it. I mean, I'm not a moviegoer to begin with. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see Tron just because of the 3D aspect. But even Tron's not necessarily doing that well.
I think we have such low expectations of Tron that it will love it. Because I have a buddy who went to see it, and he said it was great. And
I've had a couple of people said it was great, and a couple of people that said it was just utter shit.
The one guy that I know said it's good.
But said you have to go see it in the theater just for the 3D.
I haven't heard that. Yeah,
which is what I said about that Resident Evil movie.
Yeah, I wanted to
for the 3D experience. It's almost worth it, man.
If you buy these movies on Blu-ray, do they come with 3D glasses now?
No, you have to have a TV that's 3D. Hmm. And it comes with glasses. Or I can't wait till we get to the point in time where you don't need the glasses.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I wonder what that 3DS is doing.
Well, I was just reading online that. Apple is researching holographic displays.
Really?
Yep. Not just 3D, but you can change where you are and you'll see a different
Hatsumi
angle of the
Miku
scene.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Why not, man? Yep. Why can't she be in our living room?
No, I know. It's not that far away. Probably 20 years commonplace. 10 years luxury.
I don't even think it's that far, 20 years. I think you're like 10 years.
10 years luxury, 20 years commonplace. That's what I meant. So 20 years, everybody has one in their house, and that's how TV's done and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's hope. I would love it. But the main problem with, well, you know, man, think back to the 80s and those, did you ever play that hologram game?
Which one? I'm thinking about like, what was his name? Max... Paint? What was?
Not Max Payne.
Not Max Payne. Not Mad Max. What the hell was that TV show called? The guy, he like twitch and like, and he was like,
oh, Max Headroom.
Max Headroom.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about whenever you think about holograms. And
no, no, there was a video game that you could play in the 80s that was like Dragon's Lair. It was just press left, up, right, or down, and it was a hologram.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll Google it. I'll just do hologram.
I do remember something like that. What was that called?
Game 80s, and it'll for sure come up. Arcade games. Time Traveler. That's what it was. Time Traveler.
Can you bring up anything on pictures or video or...
Yeah, I can probably get a picture of the cabinet, which would be the thing that you'd recognize the most for sure. There it is.
Oh,
you remember that thing?
Yeah, man.
That big white machine, and you looked in, and you could actually like look around the machine and see the scene from different perspectives. That was 30 years ago.
Remember the movie Lawnmower Man?
Yeah. Yeah, what about it? You keep mixing VR and holograms. You know those are different things, right?
I know.
I'm like, Max Headroom had nothing to do with holograms. You realize that, right?
From the 80s, dude.
Remember, like, VR. Remember how big VR was when it first came out and everything's blocky and, like, it was, like, the worst shit
like
ever?
So
like,
bad.
Did you ever use one of the, go to the Stampede, like, I guess to the non-Calgary people would be the fair, and you go to the fair and they had those big fucking...
What do you mean it's world-famous Stampede?
I guess. But they had the virtual reality machines, and you'd wear the insanely heavy helmets, and you'd point a gun and shoot at these horribly blocky graphics, and it was like any gamer was like, you could have made it better than this, you know? You didn't have to make it this bad.
I don't
bad.
Remember that at all.
You don't, eh?
No.
I don't remember. They didn't even have a name. It was just VR, and it was a huge helmet that you wore, and... I remember played 3D games that had 10 times better graphics, and I'm sitting there going, just because it's VR, you didn't have to make the graphics so bad. Like, it literally looked like Adventure for Atari in 3D. That's how bad it was. Like, from any given moment, it looked like a screenshot of an Adventure, but you could move around it.
Terrible. Terrible.
Anyways.
Stunraiser,
that was a great game. I loved that. Now I'm on this page of all old arcade games. Tron Discs, that was fun.
Oh, Tron Discs. And you think about it, the original Tron wasn't a good movie, really.
I liked it.
It was... I liked it.
I was a kid, though. I haven't seen it
since. I understand why people don't think it's good.
Okay. I haven't seen it in about 25 years.
I own that
so.
One, too, if you want to borrow that. I can lend
Blu-ray?
You that. No, it's not Blu-ray. That one's DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, I think that's all I got for this week, too. Thanks for listening, everybody. And
come back next time.
Be good to your fellow man and go how to do the right thing, as Dr. Laura would say.
Yeah, is that what she says? She's back on satellite or something.
Yeah, I guess she's not saying anything now, is she?
She's going somewhere. From
she's on satellite, yeah. I think she has made her resurgence.
Enough about Dr. Laura. Fuck Dr. Laura.
She's made her vile and... evil resurfacing from the black tar pits that she descends to when she decides to go to sleep. All right, cool. Talk to you later, everyone. Or I guess you'll hear me talk, but it won't really be a conversation. Well, it will be with you, but not with them.
Just crack that shit up.
Yeah.
Don't block my sound. All I need is beats and rhymes. So B-I-G-B-O-I. I shine on the mic like ultra bright. Don't block my sound. All I need is beats and rhymes. So B-I-G-B-O-I. Woo! Bro, I'll be showing out, man. Don't blow my crash, yo. Don't blow my shirt, yo.